listening to an audio recording of this week's Bold True Life blog, written and read by Hanat Garad. A note on healing plus four helpful tips. A few weeks ago, I shared about a painful experience that I went through this winter. Months later, I'm still grappling with some of the same issues. So today, I wanted to chat a little more about healing. As I've been working my way through both emotional and physical healing this year, there have been moments, even recently, that I've felt more lost than when I first began. I have so many days when I'd rather not show up, and sometimes I give in. I distract myself rather than face the work ahead of me. Other days I push myself to stay focused and keep going. And on a few rare occasions, doing the work of healing feels completely natural and almost seamless. I share all this to say that healing is not a linear process. It's a tricky terrain that often includes mountains, valleys, oceans, and deserts all in the same journey. So of course there are days when I get tired on this path. It's a tiring one. But it's also been enlightening and joyful. It's brought me closer to myself and to those around me. It's made me more courageous and more trusting. That's why I keep at it. Healing makes me better. In more ways than one. You may be on a healing journey too, or maybe you're considering embarking on one. If so, this post is especially for you. I'm sharing three tips for healing that I wish I'd known sooner, plus a fourth one that comes in handy in just about every situation. Number one, adjust your expectations. There's not just one right way to heal, but no matter which path you choose, things will definitely get messy along the way. You'll probably get through it quicker if you accept the messiness, though. Two, allow yourself some time and space to process. All kinds of thoughts, feelings, and situations come up as we work through our stuff. Don't rush yourself to the finish line while you're still carrying baggage. Take the time you need to process and let the unnecessary stuff go. 3. Give yourself permission to take breaks. It's only natural to get tired while on a journey. Take a breather when you need to, but set a time limit and come back when you've reached it. And 4. Develop a support system for yourself. Whether it's a coach, therapist, mentor, accountability partner, or a trustworthy friend, having someone to lean on is so helpful. The work of healing can feel heavy at times, but you don't have to carry its weight alone. The more of this healing work that I do, the more I realize that these are skills I'll be using for the rest of my life. How about you? What's your experience with healing been like lately? Got any other helpful suggestions to share? I'd love to read your thoughts in a comment below this post or an email. Peace and blessings, Hannah. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to hear more vlogs and podcasts like this one, make sure to subscribe at boldtruelife.com. You'll gain access to our free weekly content and plenty of other goodies. You can also sign up for a free coaching session with my sister or me at boldtruelife.com/services. And with that, I'll talk to you next time.